Unit 1. Recording 7. 1.
And what about your expectations of the course?
Well, as I've said, I've studied English for many years and spent time in Britain, but that was a few years ago. So for me, the most important thing is to just refresh and try to remember my English, practice speaking and listening.
Okay. You've got a very good level of English, so we'd put you in the advanced class. Is there anything else?
Could I ask a question?
Of course.
I can take the morning class from 9 to 12, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And in the afternoon there are optional classes?
Yes. These are special classes with a special focus, like English idioms, conversation, pronunciation. We have the full list here.
I see. Thank you.
No problem. Okay, well, thank you very much.
2.
There are a couple of things I'd like to ask about, Jade. Your CV says you have some experience of looking after children.
Yes, I was a tutor on a summer camp last year.
Can I ask you about that? What type of things did you do?
Well, I organised games.
Games for?
The children.
Okay. And what age were the children?
7 to 10.
Okay. And you enjoyed it?
Yes.
What aspect, what part did you enjoy, would you say?
I suppose I'd have to say I liked the games best.
And any problems?
No.
What about the different ages? We often find that different ages together can be difficult.
It depends. In my opinion, you can usually get the older children to help the younger ones.
3.
I think that's about it. Do you have any questions? Any queries?
Yes, actually, I do have a query.
Yes, go ahead.
It's about online classes at the university.
Right.
If I'm accepted, I saw that there are, that it's possible to take some courses online.
That's right.
So I wouldn't need to attend classes?
Not for the online courses, but, well, one thing I'd like to say is that the online courses are in many ways more difficult than face-to-face courses. Certainly in terms of reading and writing, they're really quite demanding.